Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey! It's your girl POC. Are you ready? Are you ready? Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that. Yes, yes, it's me, your girl, POC. Welcome back to Revive. Make sure you guys are out there spreading the word, spread the message right now that we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Yo, thank you once again for tuning into this Revive platform. I'm extremely excited to be talking to you guys on these airwaves tonight. Today, once again, is Winning Wednesday here on Revive, the Wednesday edition here on Revive. We're going to have a jam-packed show for you guys, as always. Make sure you guys spread the word and give us a call, 215-490-9832. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. We want to hear your opinions. We want to hear your perspectives and things like that on the different topics that we'll be talking about here today on Revive. I got Harmony the Goddess in the building with me today. Yo, Harmony, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling well. I'm feeling blessed and highly favored, definitely, about all the things that are going on in this world. So I definitely feel amazing waking up this morning and just taking a deep breath, because sometimes life can get a little crazy, but
definitely agree. We got to be able to take those deep breaths, man. We got to be able to just breathe, man. Don't sleep, just breathe. Right. Definitely. And then you got to understand the technique of breathing. It's all about the technique, for real, for real. Yeah. You got to learn how to breathe properly. Shout out to Tab Money. She taught me how to breathe properly, and my whole life changed once I learned how to breathe properly, for real. Definitely. Yo, and then as you was talking about things that's going on today in the world, we was talking about this earlier before the show started, Hurricane Harvey. Yo, man, shout out to everyone in Houston, Texas. Shout out to everyone in Texas. Shout out to everyone in Louisiana, whoever was, you know, hit by this horrible hurricane. It's crazy to even think that a natural disaster can really just take over, you know, the entire city like that, can change your entire life, your entire world, you know, just in a couple of seconds. How do you feel about the Hurricane Harvey?
Hurricane Harvey. Okay. So I truly feel as though that this is not the only disaster, because if you really think about it, we had multiple disasters in the past, such as Hurricane Katrina. And we're also going through, if you call it, disasters now, different issues now that we are facing. But how I feel about Hurricane Harvey, it saddens me, and it definitely worries me. I am worried about our future, because naturally we're not taking care of the earth, but we're always ready to move to Mars. We're always ready to move to Mars, but we have to take care of our planet first. And so there's a thing called climate change, which, you know, would go in further about that, but how I feel about the victims, and my prayers and my heart goes out to not only necessarily the people who are affected by it, but also the brave ones who are doing everything that they can to rescue them, to donate, to do whatever they can to give that support to them. So my heart and my prayers definitely go out to them. It's been over, like, what I was reading earlier is it's like 1 trillion gallons of rainfall that over the past 4 days, up to 15 gallons of rainfall throughout the different cities between Texas and also Louisiana. So my heart goes out to that, all, my heart goes out to them, and I am constantly in prayer with them, because I'm interested in seeing what is Trump going to do. I know he visited them. He visited them recently. So I'm interested in seeing what is Trump going to do about this disaster, because this is not the only disaster, but as of right now, this is what we are speaking about right now. And my prayers just go out to them. And if you can do something, do something. I know there are celebrities that are doing what they can and using their platform for the good. I know there is like Sandra Bullock. She donated like $1 million. Also Kevin Hart, he's doing a challenge. Like literally we have a challenge every single day on social media. Always. There's always different types of challenges, every single day. So that it, he's doing a challenge of $25,000, you know, getting the celebrities to donate. And also, I know like Chris Brown donated $100,000. Just different people are using their platforms for different, for good, for the good. And I think that's truly important, because we're always questioning what are the people that actually have the power and actually have the resources to do something, what are they doing? And I think that's truly important at this crucial time right now, because it is definitely a catastrophe. So I think it's very important.
Definitely. You spit a lot of facts, too. I agree with you there, man. And one another thing that really stood out to me as well when I was doing my research is that Houston is the fourth largest city in America. You know what I mean? So picture how many people are in that city. You know what I mean? Picture how many people who live there, reside there, have family there, go to school there, work there, you know, started their education there, started their family there. It's so many things that you can think of when it comes to the fourth largest city in America. You know what I mean? And then for it to be in the state of Texas, which is one of the largest states in America, it's really just crazy. And to then also to know that the mayor Sylvester Turner didn't even call for evacuation. You know what I mean? They knew this information prior to. I was doing some research, and some newscasters actually predicted this back on that previous Monday before, you know, the hurricane even hit, before the rain even started to fall. They actually predicted that. And so if they knew that information, my thing is, why didn't they put that out there so the people, you know, can know? Why didn't they put that, you know, that severe information out there so they can be ready, so they can prepare themselves, so they can have, you know, equipment or whatever they may need to help themselves get out of that, you know, tragedy. And then to think that now the people who were affected by this hurricane actually need those same people, that mayor, you know, those state reps, they need those same people that withheld that information from them of not evacuating the city. So my mind is racing. Like, so what are you guys really going to do?
One thing I have to say is that I understand where you're coming from, but I also understand that we see news every single day. Like, news is literally on. Like, it's a promotion. Like, you're going to a party on Saturday Night Live. But so I feel as though maybe the news has been on warning people about the flood coming, about the disaster. Everybody knew about this hurricane Harvey. We have satellites galore. We have satellites taking pictures of different planets, and also just, you know, introspective of what's going on Earth as well. So my question is that the people who don't have the resources and don't have the finance to, okay, I know that there's this big a flood I don't want to curse, but this big flood coming, what am I supposed to do that I don't have the finance, just pick up my stuff and leave? Or I don't have the finance, or I don't have the resources to just move somewhere else just naturally. And that's where my question, that's where my sympathy goes to those people, because it's those people that hit the hardest with the hurricane.
I agree with you there. But and another thing, as you know, as you were talking, I was thinking, because you mentioned Katrina earlier, Hurricane Katrina earlier, which hit New Orleans, Louisiana. This is not our first time seeing this. Right. So this is not their first time, you know, predicting that this is something of this magnitude is going to happen before. You know what I mean? So the fact that, you know, this is something that has happened, and it has happened before Hurricane Katrina even hit, you know. Right. So they have, you know, more up-to-date technology now. They have, you know, technology that is at the speed of light now. So at the same time, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for allowing this amount of damage to hit that city of Houston that hard, especially not in 2017. Like you said, they have satellites, they have drones, there's so many different things that they can do. But you have to understand, you mentioned this as well, our President Donald Trump does not believe in global warming. You know, you talked about climate change, but let's just talk about global warming. The EPA, like, they're not getting what they need. You know what I'm saying? They're not getting, you know, the funds, the budget and everything that they need to make sure that they're protecting the environment. So it's so many different questions out there. And to know that, like you said, what, 50 inches, 40 inches of rain fell over the amount of, what, 4 days? That fast? Literally that fast? Rain can literally flood the entire city of Houston, Texas. I think that that is huge. So so far, CNN has reported that there has been 38 deaths in the city of Houston, Texas, and there are thousands that are injured across the city. So that's another thing.
6,000 has been rescued right now. So far, what I've been researching, only 6,000 has been rescued. So it just brings to me that, you know, what can we do to help our people out? Because we definitely have to help each other out first in order to survive and to make something further happen.
I definitely agree with you there. We have to do something. And that's why I love what Kevin Hart did. He got a lot of scrutiny, too, about that as well. But I love what Kevin Hart did with the challenge. Yes, definitely. I love what he did with that challenge because he was able to wake people up. You know, he was able to say, you know what? If Kevin can do it, I can do it as well. And I appreciate him actually calling me out on it, because if he wouldn't have called me out on it, I may not have thought about donating. You know what I mean? But we do have a caller on the line, so I do want to get to this caller. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Tampa, Florida.
Hey, how you doing? We missed your name, though. What's your name?
My name's Shannon.
Oh, what's up, Shannon? How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
I'm great. We were talking about what happened with Hurricane Harvey. Did you have a comment about that?
Oh, yeah, Hurricane Harvey. That's a sad thing going on right now. That's a sad thing going on right now. I also wanted to talk about what's going to go on today.
Okay. And what is it? What's up? Let me hear you.
Oh, about the investment and investing in yourself, like looking into a new technology, a paradigm shift called Bitcoin.
Okay. Go ahead. Explain it. I'm listening to you. What's up?
Yeah. So what it is, it's a digital currency. And with that currency, it appreciates in value. Like the money that we use today, you know, the U.S. dollar is paper money. And then later on came out with credit cards for creditors. But now 98% of the world's money is digitized. Now they have a decentralized currency that's available, that's all around the world. It's borderless.
All right. But I got a question for you. By you explaining that to us, and based on what we were just talking about with Hurricane Harvey, how can that money that you were just explaining to us actually help the victims who have been, you know, injured, who have lost their homes and things like that with Hurricane Harvey?
Now, what they can do is, what they'll do is they'll be able to put that into a decentralized wallet or a wallet of nature, and that money can appreciate over value. So the money that's actually being donated can be changed in from $25,000 almost into $50,000. It can flip.
Okay. So we're going to have to get some more information about that and how we can make that move. Send me an email at revive.poc@gmail.com, and I'm with it. And we can, you know, maybe bring you back on the show and you can talk a little bit more about it with the listening audience.
Excellent.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you for supporting.
All right. Now keep doing what you're doing. I love the show.
Thank you. So what I was saying about Hurricane Harvey with the celebrities that was called that Kevin Hart called out for donating the $25,000. I love what he was doing, but at the same time, he did receive a lot of scrutiny because of that. Because he's like, some people just want to donate in silence. Not everyone wants to do it in the public eye. Not everyone wants to do it for show or to get a little bit more publicity. So we don't have to do it out loud. We don't have to go on our Instagrams or our social networks to tell the whole world that we're going to donate $25,000 to a cause that shouldn't even be thought of. You know what I mean? And he called out Beyonce. I'm surprised Beyonce haven't even spoke up now. You know what I mean? She's from the H-Town.
That's true. But she has some type of plan because, you know, she does things strategically.
Right.
That's
that Jersey accent. I'm with it.
Okay. But she has her own organization called Be Good. I think that is Be Good, if I'm not mistaken. And also she's teaming up with her pastor. So she has some things that are coming forth, but like Beyonce, the Queen Beyonce, she does things, you know, on a different path than we are used to.
All right, I'm just saying, I ain't seen nothing yet, so I need to see something, B. Yo, B, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Beehive, where she at? Where the Beehive at? You know what I'm saying? Where we need them? Where they at? So that's all I'm saying. She from H-Town, and all them H-Town artists, the entire Houston Rockets, you know, all of them, the Houston Texans, I think it's time to stand up now. Exactly, but do you agree with what, you know, the backlash that Kevin received from actually shouting these, you know, different celebrities out for donating money out loud? Do you think that was something that he should have done?
What were some of the backlash, if you don't know, if you could remind me, what was some of the backlash? Was it negative, or was it more so?
Yeah, it was
to the awareness of people, like people need to donate.
No, it was what I was saying. Like, people were saying that I don't have to do it out loud. Like, you don't have to donate it. I mean, I don't have to donate and then go on my Instagram, on my social network, and post it and tell the people this is what I've done. This is something that I do every year. This is my charity that I've, you know, that I donate to no matter what. So I think that's what the scrutiny was about. And I think that's what the backlash was about, because he did it out loud, you know. And you know how everyone gets that bad taste in their mouth when people do things for publicity, and they were trying to make sure that that's not what he was trying to do. Because if he has, you know, the money on site to, you know, spend 25K, then he should be able to do more than 25K if that's what you really want to do. Right. So that's what they were saying. How do you feel about it?
Honestly, I truly feel as though that everybody doesn't have to give to every single thing that's going on in the world. Like, there's numerous of issues that we need to actually talk about and we need to actually deal with, but everybody is not going to acknowledge it. So the fact that, you know, Kevin Hart said something about, you know, bringing awareness to the celebrities and people who could donate, that's speaking towards you. If it doesn't pertain to you, then don't feel no type of way. That's just kind of how I feel. Is though, if you can do something, do something. If you do have the money, you know, donate. If you can make a difference, shout out to, you know, happy belated birthday to MJ, Michael Jackson, yesterday. Michael Jackson. But if you can do something, do something. And so that's just kind of like how I feel. So with him bringing forth the awareness of what's going on, just a simple issue that one of the, you know, the minority issues that are going on right now, I definitely think somebody should speak about it. Speak about it if you know about it.
Definitely, and I agree with that. But my main thing about donating, it's cool. I'm with the whole donating. Yes, go support the people. Yes, get back to the people. They need your help. You know, we as Americans, we need to stick together. You know, our communities, we need to stick together. Yes, I agree with that. But at the same time, we have to know who we're donating to. You know, I can't just be giving out $25,000 to the Red Cross, okay, knowing the history of Red Cross. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. If I have the $25,000, I'm not just going to give it up, knowing that they're not going to do anything for my people, knowing that my people will not be put first, knowing that my people who look like me won't even see a dollar that I just donated. You know what I'm saying? The schools that are in my community, the schools that are in the community that I grew up in, the schools that, you know, my kids went to, my grandma went to, anything of that nature, will never see that, you know, that money for new textbooks, for new classrooms, when it comes down to rebuilding that part of the community. That will be the last community that is going to be rebuilt. So at the same time, I'm not just going to give my money to Red Cross or FEMA. What are they going to do? Let's talk about what happened in New Orleans and Louisiana when Hurricane Katrina hit. That those FEMA camps were like, yo, if you really did your research, those FEMA camps were hell to some people. Some people really just wanted to escape the FEMA camp. That's how bad they were being treated inside of those camps. So at the same time, you know, me donating to the FEMA or Red Cross, or me just saying, yo, I'm a celebrity and I have the money to donate and I'm going to challenge other people to do that, at the same time, donate it to something that looks like you, or donate it to something that, you know, is going to benefit the people who have grown up in the neighborhoods you have grown up in, or the grown up in the schools that you went to as well. So that's my biggest dilemma when it comes to the celebrities donating. It has to be the right charity. It has to be the right organization. It has to be the right big brother, big sister program. You know what I'm saying? It can't can't just be the recreation centers. It got to be the schools. It can't just be the schools. It got to be the libraries. It can't just be the libraries. It got to be the infrastructure in the streets. Because half the time, you know what I mean, we can't even get down the streets in the urban in the urban neighborhood, as our Ben Carson would say it, the secretary of HUD. We can't even get down the streets in the urban neighborhoods because of the roads, you know, the infrastructures in the roads. So that's my biggest concern. That's my biggest dilemma when it comes to donating back to Red Cross and FEMA. I just need, when it comes to natural disasters, we need to also be able to do our research and explore different options of donating and putting back into different organizations to rebuild different communities. And we first need to start with making sure that it doesn't happen. Prevention, you know what I mean? I think donations should also go to the prevention causes so it doesn't happen again. You know what I mean? We can donate to the people. We can donate to the communities. It's so many other things that we can donate to, yes, but how about just not letting it happen again? How about just doing everything we can do to prevent it up front so we don't even have to go through this again? Because at the end of the day, we as Americans, we taxpayers, we the people are going to have to pay that money back anyway. You know what I'm saying? That money's going to come from us. It's not going to come from Donald Trump and the Trump Foundation. It's not going to come from, you know, what's her name? Melania Trump and her clothing line. It's not going to do any. Like, it's not going to come from there. It's going to come from us, the people, the tax dollars, the middle class, the low income class. We're going to be the ones. Our taxes are going to go up. The gas prices are going to go up. The food prices are going to go up. So many different things are going to fluctuate because of this natural disaster. And I'm not saying I'm not here to support. I'm not saying that I'm not here to donate. But at the same time, we have to understand we're going to be the ones that's suffering. So if we just do the prevention causes, we don't even have to worry about it in the first place. What were you going to say, though?
No. I was going to piggyback of what you said. It is truly important for us to know, you know, who we are supporting and who our dollar is going to. So the donations or anything that you can do, you can do. But researching is truly, truly, truly important. Researching is truly important. Just knowing where your money is going and ensuring that your money is going to the victims and the people who are affected because of this Hurricane Harvey, because of any issue that you actually want to donate to. Just make sure your dollar is going to that. So that's just kind of what I was going to say.
I agree with you. Know where your money is going when you're actually doing the donations. Definitely, you have to know where your money is going. But I also wanted to, let's switch topics real quick. We was getting real serious, right? But I want to switch topics real quick. I want to talk about this VMAs that just happened this past weekend. And in the VMAs, something that really just, like, gave me goosebumps was the interaction between Cardi B and DC Young Fly. Yo. And to look at them two, you know, on MTV, yo, and DC Young Fly is now the host of TRL. You know what I'm saying? So to know that both of them are, like, thriving right now in their own perspective lanes, and to know their history, to know their background, yo, they got their start on Instagram. Both of them, they got their start on social media. And we were just looking at them on MTV, you guys. Like, I thought that was just chill bumps all around. Well, I felt chill bumps all around to know that if you really put in that work and you really grind, you can really get there. For everyone who just sitting around being lazy and looking at people getting money, no, it's not about that, yo. Go get your own. Follow your own dream. Follow your own, you know, pursuit of happiness, yo. To look at them on Sunday on the red carpet, and they were just excited for each other because they know where they came from. They went from making funny videos, hilarious videos on Instagram, you know, being talked about as Instagram famous, to now being hired to work and be a host, a co-host of TRL on MTV. Do you know how big that show is? Like, really, do you know how big that show is on MTV? And then also, Cardi B, she's on top right now. She's on top right now. Yo, she performed at the VMAs and she won a BET Awards all in the year 2017. Let's talk about it. When she first started this whole Bodak Yellow thing, I was just like, okay, no. And I'm still not a fan of the song, no shade. But at the same time, I'm giving her props where props is due, because she is a pure hustler, bruh. She's doing whatever she has to do to make it work, to make it happen. And she's doing it with ease because she's being herself the entire way through it. Like, she's never not being Cardi B, and that's working for her. And that's my point of telling this or bringing this up, is because being yourself, being your authentic self, is what's going to help you get to where you're going. Don't stop being yourself. Be yourself at all times. Max out on the minimum each and every day, every 24 that you've been blessed with, yo. These are people who we have seen, you know, from the bottom, from a Love and Hip Hop to, you know, a Wildin' Out to now hosting TRL, being on the red carpet at the VMAs, performing at the VMA. It's just, that's incredible. So shout out to Cardi B and DC Young Fly. I'm going to have them on the show one day. I'm speaking that to existence because I'm maxing out each and every day. So I'm going to make sure I bring them on the show one day and just show mad love, because I have respect for both of them, definitely at this point. But we do have a caller on the line, so I do want to get to this caller. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
How you doing? My name is E from She Rockin' City.
How you feeling, E? What's up? Thank you for always supporting.
You already know. I was just talking, me and my general manager, we were just talking about that donating, don't know where your money going and stuff like that. I feel like I feel like nobody should blindly give money away, period. You know, especially, you know what I mean, when there's a cause wavered in your face. Like, for instance, you know, they say, you remember the Feed the Children commercials, that 15 cents a day could put, you know, meals in the mouth of children?
Yes.
Out of all that money they spent on making the commercial, they could have fed them children. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a lot of, a lot of the times, you know, and it's an art of war, you know, deception, wars run through deception. You know, they'll put something to pull on your heartstrings. And then, you know, it could be taken elsewhere. Like, I was also reading this article about, I forget main man name, but he has like a super church, and he reeling like 70 million, double digit millions a year.
I think his name is Joel Oyston. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, these is people that say, oh yeah, these, you know, give for a good cause and this, that, and the third, but he's pulling in 70 plus million. A year
plus million,
and we struggling. You know, like, I work at Wendy's. You know, I'm out here struggling. You know, I'm making it happen, but I'm struggling. But so, you know, them folks down there. You know, if I knew somebody personally that was down there helping out, not even saying donating. You know, if they had an organization, like, yeah, I know these guys personally, I would be happy to donate, even if I'm struggling, because they literally floating down the street. You know, and I don't got no problem with helping somebody in need. I have a problem with blindly throwing money out.
I agree.
You know, if I could send some sandwiches, or you know, about 6 million sandwiches, I'd do that. You know, 6 million cases of water, I'd do that. But I'm not about to just give to some people that I know are evil, that I've seen do evil things.
I agree with you on that one. That's what I was saying. Like, you got to do your research. You can't just be giving money away to the people, you know, that everyone else is giving away to, because that's the only, you know, information you heard of donating to. It's so many different organizations, so many different, you know, clubs, hobbies, whatever it may be to donate to, instead of just, you know, giving it directly to the Red Cross or FEMA. But I have another question for you, because we were talking about the whole challenge that Kevin Hart did, the Hurricane Harvey challenge, the 25K. Do you think that that was something that deserved backlash, or do you think that that was a smart thing for him to do?
Well, I'm not going to say it deserved backlash, but I'm also not going to say it's smart. It's more like it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Somebody using a platform to send the right kind of message to help somebody in need. And like when you was just talking about that Cardi B, I don't really dig her, because, you know, just like you said, she always being herself, but that message can get lost in people trying to be like her. Mm-hmm. I know at least like four little girls that I seen walking down the street the other day singing that Bodak Yellow noise. So, you know, when he used his platform to say, hey, help somebody in need,
I can
agree with that, but you know, it's I wouldn't say it deserved backlash. I would say, you know, that it's a good thing. You know, you use your platform to encourage helping folks in need. That's what's up. And the fact that a challenger get out faster than, you know, somebody having a heartfelt speech kind of kills me, honestly. You know, if you want to get up there, you inspire, you speak, you know, you don't just make a challenge. Like, I seen this dude dancing in trash bags on the internet today talking about the Missy Elliott challenge. What is this?
Yeah, that's nonsense. Trash. Yeah, that's definitely trash.
You know,
I appreciate that.
There's real things going on out here, and, like, there's people that have a platform that aren't sending the message, you know, that are feeding the stereotypes that they put on us anyway. You know, I can't get behind anybody that, you know, using a platform for nonsense and foolishness. But, you know, the Kevin Hart thing, you know, that was, yeah, come on, let's get this money up for these folks. You know, they slimming for real, you know.
Definitely.
And go ahead.
I was going to say definitely, and to just make one, you know, extra comment. If anything, you know, if he was calling out anybody, he should have been calling out Floyd Money Mayweather. He just came all the way up this past weekend. You know what I mean?
He
can fix the entire city. You know what I'm saying? And McGregor. So definitely. And I appreciate your feedback, E. Always supporting the Revive platform. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You rocking.
She rocking. And I think that was some great feedback, actually, because you really have to know where that dollar is going. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, us as African-Americans, we have, what, $1.3 trillion dollar spending power right now. So let's talk about our money. Where's the money going? And then just to think, yo, Houston is really the fourth largest city in America. The fourth largest city in America. So just picture how many people that actually is being affected at this time. But we are going to go to a quick commercial break. Up next, we do have our first guest coming up. Man, I'm extremely excited to be talking to her. I'm sorry. She has been on the show before, but this time she's on the show to just talk about the awards that she's winning, all the accolades that she's been receiving this past year in 2017. She is moving. She is shaking in the beautiful city of Philadelphia. I'm extremely excited to have her back on the Revive platform today. We also have the entire Revive team coming on at the 9 o'clock hour today. Make sure you guys stay tuned. We're going to introduce all the new members of the Revive team, all the new segments that's going to be coming on the Revive Radio Show. Man, I'm extremely excited for this fall. This fall, Revive is taking over your airways. We're coming with a banger each and every show. So make sure you guys stay tuned to the Revive timeline. We are live tweeting on both Facebook and Twitter each and every show. So make sure you guys stay tuned. You know what time it is. Follow us at Revive_POC on both Facebook and Twitter. And you cannot forget to subscribe to that newsletter. Subscribe to that Revive newsletter. You know what time it is. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if disaster strikes without warning? What if the life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed.
Thank you. A child is abused every 10 seconds in the United States, and 30% of those children will later go on and abuse their own. Help stop the cycle and report child abuse to your local CPS.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC. Hey. It's your girl POC. And we are back on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Spread the word, spread the message. You can also find us on TuneIn. You can either go to the website or download the app and just search Time for an Awakening. You can meet your girl POC live each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Make sure you guys spread that word to follow us as well on both Facebook and Twitter at Revive_POC. Once again, we are live tweeting and Facebook posting each and every time we get on these airways so you guys can stay in the loop about what's going on here on Revive every time we get on the airways, man. And subscribe to that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful newsletter that Harmony to God has put together each and every month. But we are going to get into our next guest here on Revive. Yo, Harmony, who do we have coming up here on the Revive platform?
Today we have Suzanne Christine. Suzanne Christine is classy, creative, and raw talent. She was a 2012 Philly Hip Hop Award winner for Best Female R&B Artist. She offers her fans and followers fun yet relatable R&B, soul, pop music. This singer-songwriter has won the hearts and ears of thousands within her hometown of Philadelphia and throughout the country. Suzanne Christine prides herself on having an outside-of-the-box mentality when it comes to music and creativity, but still focusing on positivity and giving back to the community. Welcome to the Revive platform, Suzanne.
Thank you so much for having me again. Thank you.
I'm excited to have you. I'm excited every time I talk to you, man, because I know you're doing so many big things. And to hear about the two awards you just won recently, I was like, yo, we got to get her back on the show. We got to get her back on the show. How have you been since the last time we spoke to you?
I have been really, really great. I actually released a new project. Since the last time we spoke, I think we spoke for Odun Day.
Odun Day, yes.
And then, I just got the two citations from the city and the state.
How was that?
There's been a lot of great things going on. It's been a really fantastic summer. Got a chance to open up for Babyface and Fantasia here in Philly. And, you know, participated in the Wawa Welcome America.
That's huge.
4th of July event on the Parkway here in Philly. So it's been a really exciting summer.
I didn't know that. You just dropped some gems for me. I did not know that you were you participated in the Wawa Festival on the 4th of July. How did that go? What did you do? Tell me more about it.
Sure. Yeah, it was really good. I had a half an hour set, and they have two stages out there. They have the main stage, and then they have another stage. So I was on the second stage. I headlined that stage, and It was a great crowd. They really enjoyed themselves. They enjoyed the music. And it was just a great experience.
That's huge. Congratulations with that one. That's really huge.
And thank you.
That is. And then you also talked about the citations you just got from the city and the state. Tell us a little bit more about those.
Sure. So, you know, everything just happened so unexpectedly. You know, I do a lot of community work here in the city of Philadelphia. I do a lot of volunteering. You know, I've just managed to do a lot of great things here. And, you know, I had somebody who has been watching me, and, they brought me on board as a woman of color, endorsement, leader for, the district attorney who's running for, a civil rights lawyer who's running for district attorney here in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So we endorsed him back in, I believe it was back in May, we endorsed him for the primary election. So we have the general election coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I met this lady named Kiwana McKinney, and she's the one who brought me on board with the campaign for the district attorney candidate, Larry Krasner. And, you know, she's been watching me, seeing all the stuff that I've been doing. And she's just like, you know, all the stuff that you've been doing, have you ever been, you know, recognized? Or, you know, anybody ever give you any recognition for all the stuff you're doing? I said, no.
Awesome.
You know, you're not from the city and the state or anything. And she just was like, I'm going to make this happen. And next thing I know, she told me everything got approved. I qualified for both the city and the state, which I wasn't even aware that you had to qualify, but you do. She tried to submit a couple other people to get both, and everybody didn't qualify. So I'm really feeling grateful, you know, for everything, you know, that I guess people are just, you know, coming together and just trying to uplift me, and I appreciate it. You know, I don't do things for praise, but it does feel very good and rewarding, you know, to get the praise for things that you do for your people, you know?
That's amazing. That's actually a blessing. And congratulations once again. So what were the actual names of the two awards that you won?
Sure. They call them citations.
Okay.
So it's an award that you get. One from the city I got, and then the other one is from the state. And it's specifically an award for civic engagement and community service. That's what they awarded me for specifically.
I love that. And we were just actually talking about that based on, you know, what just happened with Hurricane Harvey down in Houston, Texas. And by you saying that, that comment that you made, were saying that I don't do things for praise. You know, I do things because that's just who I am. You know what I mean? And Kevin Hart, who's actually a part of the city of Philadelphia as well, he started that Hurricane Harvey challenge, which he got he got a little backlash because of that, because people were saying that if you have it, just do it. You don't have to do it out loud. You don't have to do it, you know, on social networks. If you have it, just do it. How do you feel about that?
I feel like, you know, that is very, very true. And we pick and choose what it is that we want to showcase, because, you know, I showcase some of the things that I do. And to be honest, if I hadn't showcased some of the things that I did, I might not have gotten my recognition.
True.
So, you know, sometimes you do have to show, you know, what you're out there doing. And there's some instances where it's like, you know, no, nobody actually needs to know about what I just did for this person or for that person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, everything, regardless, is going to be coming from the heart. And, you know, it's really all about your intentions, and it's really all about, you know, the purpose. It's not always about, you know, oh, I'm doing this for show. I'm doing this to get recognized. However, you know, if there are some things that people actually know about that you're doing, then, you know, you may get that significant recognition, you know, from the higher ups, you know?
I agree. Yes, so. Definitely. I just wanted to know your opinion about that, because you're a Philadelphia native and so is he. And he started something really mm-hmm. big, I think, that is waking people up, you know, around the country. A lot of celebrities are now speaking up and saying, you know what, I am going to take this challenge on, and I'm going to do it too. Because, you know, we got a lot of dumb challenges
right.
that go on around social media all the time. So for him to step up and do that, I think that's really big. I do think that's really big. But I was just saying, we need to watch where those donation dollars go. You know, I don't think that we should just put all our money into one pot and then, you know, figure out how it's going from there. But I do want to talk about what you were saying earlier too, because I want to know now, are we going to be seeing you in the DA office come this fall if he wins in November? How is that playing out for you?
Well, maybe you probably won't be seeing me working in there or anything, but you know, I'm definitely one to keep in contact and keep that relationship with Larry. Whenever he needs me, or if I need him for anything, you know. But you know, he's somebody who I really believe in, and so that's why I'm really doing this. This is one of those things that you know, he stands out, you know, with all the candidates that we had running for the Democratic race. And I really don't jump into politics. Politics is not even my thing at all. But, you know, when you believe in somebody to make some changes who really stands out, you know, you have to jump behind them. So, you know, hopefully some great things will happen. And if he ever needs my voice, I'm that voice for him, that singer, you know, that he can call on for any engagements or anything that he needs a vocalist for. I'm there. So,
I love it, man. So. I love it. You need that kind of network sometimes in your pocket. So I love what you're doing. I love your movement. I love, you know, how you're out here in the city of Philadelphia. And earlier you mentioned your project too, your new project that you're mm-hmm. dropping. What can we look for with that project?
Yeah, so, okay. There's a lot going on, but I've released, I think since we last spoke, I'm not sure if Dope Queen was out. But I released a single called Dope Queen that is aside from the project I released. And then I also released a project called Cup of Love. So that's an EP, and it has 5 songs on there. And it's all about the love. And, you know, I think love is a beautiful thing. I think that love is duality. And, you know, I just wanted to get into talking about it a little bit. And, you know, I know I've been releasing a lot of social conscious music lately. So this music is more on the love side on the project Cup of Love that I released on July 7th. And it's full of soul, and it's full of the real R&B sound that you really love.
Awesome.
It's been getting a very good response from the people who have purchased it. Dope Queen is another single that I didn't release with Cup of Love, but that's also, I mean, I did it the other day in New York.
Awesome.
And the crowd went absolutely crazy over it. And it's one of those upbeat, fun, relatable songs. And it gives me a chance to talk to the kings mm-hmm. and talk to the queens, you know, about, you know,
doing
respecting
it.
Your queen and loving your queen and understanding why it is that you love that queen. And, you know, for the queens, I'm talking to them about, you know, just embracing yourself, loving yourself, and not feeling the need to change because of this or because of that, you know, and embracing your natural beauty and understanding your connection to, you know, Mother Earth and you know, all of the things that we attract. So
what's your favorite piece on the album that you just dropped? What's your favorite
on the
piece?
Cup of Love? One of my favorite songs is called One Love. The hook says, one love, one heart, we together from the start. I think I'm actually going to have to sing it.
I'm with it.
So it goes, one love, one heart, we together from the start. We together make a mark. Nothing can keep us apart. We can make history. We can make history together. And that's the hook. And
I love it.
You know, the song is so beautiful. It's one of those things where, you know, you just feel inspired by having a partner. And it's also a relatable song, just in general, understanding the connection that we all have together and how we are all one. And beauty in that. So that's really one of my favorite songs, just because of the lyrical content and the inspiration that I get from it.
What was the inspiration? Where did it come from for you to create it? What was the inspiration? How did you come up with the song?
I came up with the song, you know, I was in a situation and I kind of felt like, you know, I had to put myself in the mindset that I wanted to be in.
Okay.
You know, the situation was exactly what the song was, but sometimes when I write, you know, I put myself in positions or situations that I want to be in. And so, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, if things were right, me and this person could really make history together. Like, we could really make a mark on the world, you know, if we could get ourselves together. You know, unfortunately, me and that specific person, we couldn't make that happen. But, you know, that's where it derived from. That's where that whole song was inspired from, you know, and just being able to know that, you know, you and an on person can become one and can make history, you know, if you put your minds to it together.
I'm with it, definitely. And you are a full-time artist at this point, right? This is your full-time gig. This is what you do. This is how you eat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. So, I think the last time I told you, I have, like, three bands that are singing. And, you know, that's where I make my money. I make my money shows. And now I've started selling CDs at the shows since I got the project that I released. And, you know, T-shirts for people who want to represent through that and feel like they're spiritual, unique, divine, artistic, and thankful people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's tough. It's not the easiest thing, but this is what I'm really loving to do.
I was just about to ask you that. How was that journey for the people who are listening to you now? Like, how was that journey for pursuing your dreams and, you know, actually following, you know, that goal that you have and becoming that dream artist?
Right. So one thing about, you know, dreams is that they can become reality. And you just have to really, really know that in order for it to really become reality.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, that's one of those things where when you're going through the process, first off, you have to be extremely passionate about that dream. There has to be no other dream that you really want to achieve. And, when you are at that point where there's no other dream that you want to achieve, you go so hard for your dream. It's unbelievable. You know what I mean? And that's what I do. So for the past 6 years, I've been pursuing this. And, you know, I can honestly say that I don't have everything that I want at the moment, you know, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to have everything. And that's something that I just wholeheartedly believe in. And there was moments in my time and in my pursuit that I didn't always believe that. But on the journey, I've gotten to a point where now I really truly believe that. And I feel like I see better results from that. So, you know, when you're following your dreams, there's a lot of times you're going to have moments of being discouraged. And there's going to be moments of really trying to figure it out. Sometimes you're coming up with a plan. And sometimes you have to go back to your plan and you have to rearrange your plan. Or sometimes you go through different people who want to help you with your plan and they're no longer helping you with the plan. But along the way, along the journey, just appreciate the journey. Appreciate this time and space that you're in and never try to rush your life. Never try to rush your life. Appreciate every part of the journey. Appreciate the now. Appreciate the present moment, you know, that you're in, and the lessons that you're learning along the way. I think that's the best advice I can get to a dream catcher, and just always again believe that you're going to catch that dream. You know, you're not just dreaming. Now it's like, all right, I'm not a dream chaser. I'm actually a dream catcher.
Yes,
so we
I
gotta
love
be
it.
A catcher.
I love it, man, because that's my spirit. That's my goal. That's what I'm thriving off right now. That's what keeps my energy going is the pursuit of happiness of, you know, actually becoming a dream catcher. So I love what you just said, definitely. And for you guys who just tuned in, we're speaking with Suzanne Kristen. It's amazing. Christine, I'm sorry. She's an amazing artist in the city of Philadelphia. She's out here killing it, kicking down doors, and she's just talking about her new CD that she just dropped, and she's going to tell us how she can find it, how you can purchase some of her merchandise and things like that.
Yes. So my music is available everywhere online. So if you are a Tidal listener, if you're a Spotify listener, if you are a Apple Music listener, feel free to stream every single song on there, because I'm sure you're going to love it. And if you are a person who loves new music, then I've got it for you, and you're going to feel good at the end. And I'm also on iTunes and Google Play for my Android users. I have also some music that is not available for sale that is available for free on SoundCloud. Everywhere I am listed under my name, and that's very important for someone trying to create a brand. So any artist trying to pursue that, you want to be consistent across the board with your name, so people aren't having a hard time finding you. It's already hard enough to spell my name. Everybody spells my name incorrectly. So Alicia's going to be the same everywhere, though, when they get it right. Suzanne Kristen on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Tidal, and website www.suzannekristen.com. You can get your t-shirts there. You can get all my music videos, if you want to check those out, because I have some great official music videos for you to watch as well. And my interviews and my performances, they're all online as well. So please check me out. And hashtag SUDAT, S-U-D-A-T, if you're ever listening to anything, which stands for spiritual, unique, divine, artistic, and thankful.
I love it, man. I love your energy always, definitely. But before I let you go, I have one more question for you. What direction do you see R&B going in, you know, going forward into the new year of 2018? Do you see it, you know, going back to the soul music, or do you think they're still going to be, you know, trying to do all the features on the trap music? What direction do you see the R&B going in?
You know, I'm really not 100% sure. I know where I want it to go, but is it going there? I could not even tell you. What I've noticed is that the women are almost non-existent when it comes to R&B right now. We I don't want to say non-existent, because we do have like the Solanges of the world, and the we have Dreezy, and we have SZA, and you know, we have a few people, but I just feel like, you know, Maybe it is the soul. Maybe it is going to get back into some soul. It's possible.
Who do you like listening to nowadays?
This is what I think about music. I think it's going to go, I think we're going headed back into conscious music. So
I love it.
So like we're going back into loving ourselves and positivity. And as much as the people in charge may want to keep pushing out that negative music in our ears, I feel like, honestly, like people are going to start heading into a new direction. And it's going to be because of people who are, what are they doing in the hip hop? You know, people might start following after the Joey Badass and the Jay-Z's and the Kendrick Lamar's and the J. Cole's, because they're winning awards and, you know, hitting the top of the charts.
Each and every time.
So,
definitely, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And last question before I let you go. Who are you actually listening to?
Who am I listening to right now? Minnie Riperton. I started listening to her recently because I wasn't listening to her music. And I'm like, why do I not know these songs? And I know that's like really throwback. SZA, I started listening to her. Who else? And I have to be honest, I don't really have time to listen to everybody else sometimes because
you're working.
I'm learning these other songs for like engagement. Sometimes I have to learn songs for all these different private events and you know, and yeah, exactly. I'm working. So
working.
Sometimes I even have to learn my own songs. Like I went in and I recorded the song, I wrote the song, but now I have to actually memorize the song so I can perform the song.
Yes. So I'm with it. And I thank you always for supporting the Revive platform, Susan. We really do appreciate it. And
oh, you know
again,
who else
wish...
I'm listening to?
Who else?
Doja Cat.
Who's that?
Have you heard of her?
No.
D-O-J-A-C-A-T.
All right, we about to find her. You said spell it for us one more time.
Doja Cat, D-O, that's D as in dog, O-G-A, Space Cat.
Awesome. We're going to Google her and see what
check
she
her out.
I'm definitely about to do that. I appreciate you dropping those gems for us as well, especially when you talked about the social media, making sure that, you know, everything is mimicking each other all the way across the board so people can actually find you. That was a super gem, and I hope someone caught that one. Once again, Susan, I just want to say thank you for supporting the Revive platform, and I wish you many blessings in your future endeavors, and congratulations once again on the two awards you just won. Keep it up.
Thank you, my love. I appreciate that. Thanks again for having me. And if I need to send you guys some music, let me know.
Already. Do it right now. We want the music right
okay.
now. I'm with it. Have a good
okay.
one.
Okay. You too.
So that wraps up another great interview with Suzanne Christine, man. She's doing her thing out here in the beautiful city of Philadelphia, man. She's making noise through her music, that conscious music, that music that just wakes you up, wakes your soul up. You know what I mean? You'd be like, yo, what is she going to talk about today? What's she going to drop today? I can't wait till the next song hit because how passionate she is, her energy that comes, the vibration she gives when she sings is amazing. So once again, I'm a super fan of Suzanne Christine, and shout out to her and everything that she has done for the city of Philadelphia, man. And I'm trying to see, you know, that DA, you know, that DA race looking real tight this fall, so I'm trying to see, and we're definitely going to be talking with my homie Keith Taylor about politics, man, coming up. I cannot wait to drop that information for you guys because I'm definitely going to ask him some questions about that too, so definitely stay tuned. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, once again, we'll be talking with the entire Revive team tonight, man. We're going to be introducing the entire Revive team, the new members of the Revive team, how they will be helping us to continue to grow each and every day, man. You want to stay tuned because we got some things that's coming down the pipeline this fall that you do not want to miss. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC.
Serious moment right now. I've just been caught up to speed on everything that's going on in Houston with Hurricane Harvey, and this shit is unbelievable. I think we participated in a lot of challenges on the internet, some meaningful, some meaningless, but we've all done them. I've been a person that's partake in several of them. At this point, I'm going to start a real challenge. I'm challenging a lot of my celebrity friends to follow my lead in donating $25,000 to Hurricane Harvey, to the Red Cross, okay? At this point, this is a serious matter. I think the people are in bad shape and they need help. I'm going to lead the charge and stepping up in this way. I challenge The Rock, Steve Harvey, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Jerry Seinfeld, and I think when you do it, you all should tag somebody else. $25,000 is coming from me.
Hey, for my homeboy Kevin Hart, you know I answer all call lines, baby. You know what I mean? For the Houston Harvey Challenge, I dedicate $25,000 to it, man. You know what I mean? But you got to find your organization to fuck with beside Red Cross. I ain't fucking with no motherfucking Red Cross. Fuck them and FEMA. No thank you. But I got $25,000 for you.
My name is Suzanne Christine, and I am from the lovely city of Philadelphia. Uptown. My upbringing actually influenced me with music because my mother, she put me in the church. And I initially started out in the choir. And that's where I really learned that I had an ear and was able to harmonize and I was able to blend. And from there, she put me in the Young Performers Theater Camp. So my mom definitely had a huge influence on me, and my father as well, his family, they all sang, all his sisters, all my aunts. My older brother, before he passed, he would sing as well. I just came from a musical family. And when she put me in a young performance theater camp, that helped me to expand in my acting, dancing, and singing, and bringing them all into one. And that's how I've been influenced into music. I use music as a positive platform by giving back and being cognitive of what I put out, what I say, how I say it. I like to give inspiration while I also like to talk about personal life experiences and love, the good and the bad. I also like to talk about inspiring people and following your dreams and not regretting the things that you may have done in the past, learning from them, taking whatever it is that you have gone through and using them in a positive way. And then also I give back. I have a nonprofit organization by the name of SCH Creative and Performing Arts. We are an after school program that gives back to youth who are interested in the arts. They don't have to have any experience in the arts, but it's something that they want to try. And that's what happened to me. I wanted to try something. So they didn't have to audition to become a part of my program. And that's another way that I like to give back to the community and use music as a positive platform. Because music is another way to express yourself. So that's the way I use music to make others happy in a positive way. My name is Suzanne Christine, and music makes me happy. Sudat.
Back live on Revive. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message that we are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can check us out on TuneIn. You can either download the app or go directly to the website each and every Wednesday, each and every Sunday, and just search Time for an Awakening. You hear Meet Your Girl POC live on these airways, man. Make sure you guys spread the word to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Revive_POC, because we are live posting and live tweeting each and every time we get on these airways. And subscribe to that Revive newsletter so you guys can stay in the loop about what's going on here on Revive, because we are bringing some new things to the Revive platform this fall, and I'm extremely excited to, you know, be welcoming these people onto the Revive platform, Revive team. Man, they're going to be a huge impact to the Revive team because of everything that they bring, their energy, you know, their excellence, everything that they're going to be bringing to the Revive platform. I'm extremely excited for today. So I'm going to be introducing the entire Revive team. But first, since I do have Harmony the Goddess in the building with me, I am going to start with her, definitely. Yo, Harmony, go ahead and reintroduce yourself to the people. Let the people know who you are. Let the people know what you do. Today is Revive Day, you guys. We are winning here on Revive. I'm extremely excited. If you guys can see my face here on Revive, man, I think you guys would be excited for me as well. I'm cheesing, man. This is my baby. And to see my baby grow and continue to grow is really exciting for me. Yo, Harmony, go ahead and introduce yourself.
So first of all, I want to say happy Revive Day. Woo, woo. So
So happy Revive Day to you all. And thank you so much for tuning in right now and supporting, definitely supporting and showing love to the platform of Revive. I am Harmony the Goddess, coming to you live on Revive in a studio with POC. So grateful to be here right now. But yeah, so my name is Harmony the Goddess, and I am a team member of Revive, just doing everything that I can do, willing to do, to get the job done. That's my job, you know, that's my job. Get the job done. Make it happen. So make it happen. So I am Harmony the Goddess, just finding a connection between balance and the connection. Just follow me definitely on Facebook, Harmony the Goddess, and then also Twitter. You can find me on, I changed it. It's called With Love Harmony, because I feel as though this world, we need so much more love and so much more peace and so much more balance, finding that instead of everything that we are taught. Yes, yes, absolutely. Living in peace, not pieces. But definitely you can find me on Twitter, With Love Harmony, and Facebook, Harmony the Goddess. And you can find me on the email, harmonythegoddess@gmail.com. But if you definitely want to be a guest on the show, please don't hesitate. Please, please, please don't hesitate to email revive.poc@gmail.com. Or you can holler at me, harmonythegoddess@gmail.com as well for the director of communications. So I'm just going to give my shout out like that. but yeah, so that's who I am.
Definitely. Thank you. And we also have Trueheart. Trueheart's on her commute right now. She's on her way to Richmond for the holiday weekend. But we have your girl Trueheart, who's also been with the Revive team from the start. But I want you to reintroduce yourself and tell the people what you do and how you do it here on Revive. Trueheart, you out there?
Hello, hello, hello. What's up? What's up? Can you hear me?
We can hear you live on Revive.
Awesome. Awesome. Hello, guys. I hope everyone's having a fantabulous winning Wednesday. This is your girl Trueheart. And for those of you who do not know me, I am the CEO of Higher Level Communication. Higher Level Communication is where you can be enlightened, empowered, and elevate higher over all your life circumstances. So I am a part of the Revive team, and I bring the Truth Series, which is brought to you by Higher Level Communication. And in the fall, it will be on every other Sunday. And it's just a lot to tune into. We have different life experiences with the uplifting message. No two series is like one another, so it's always fun. It's always exciting. Be sure to join the conversation every time I'm on, every time Revive is on.
Are we losing you? 32. We didn't hear what you just said. Yo, Trueheart, we didn't hear what you just said. We were losing you. Oh, we actually lost her. She's on the commute. She probably lost. She lost service. But you are going to go next to the next Revive team member. We got Keith Taylor. Yo, Keith, you out there?
Yo, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear on Revive. What's up? How you feeling today, Keith?
What's going on? I'm doing good. How about you all? Y'all doing good?
We great, man. I'm excited to be talking with you. I'm excited to have you on the team. Go ahead and tell the people what you're going to be doing, how you're going to be giving us this politic talk, man. I'm excited for you, man. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
So good evening, everybody. My name is Keith Taylor. I'm one half of TLS Politics, but that stands for the left side. So our whole goal is to focus on politics, and we want to challenge the norm. So we're on Revive twice a month, so the second and fourth Sunday, and we're going to be part of a segment called What's Buzzing. And our purpose is to bring news and awareness to everything that we do. So TLS Politics fits into this equation that we're very excited for this opportunity, is that it allows us to speak about the things of what's going on in politics. And our goal at TLS Politics is to essentially take high-level politics of what's going on in breaking news or current events, and to break them down to a sort of everyday level. We want to be able to sort of, one, challenge the norms, challenge what's out there. Number two, we want to discuss hot topics and discuss things that are going on in everyday media. And number three, we want to make it to a situation or a perspective that everybody can enjoy or everybody can essentially take away from, because I feel that a lot of people are disengaged with politics. Mm-hmm. Number two, I also feel that the problem is people think politics is so messy, which it can be at times, but they seem that it seems so complicated. So a lot of times what I learned is that because they think it's so complicated that they try not to really get involved and like, forget it. I'm gonna let somebody else deal with that. Or I'm gonna just cast my vote every 4 years for president. But we have to do more than that. And our goal is to bring that information to you. So what we're gonna be talking about on this Sunday, we're gonna talk about Charlottesville and racism in America. We're gonna talk about Trump and the pardon of Joe. Colin Kaepernick and the NFL and North Korea and U.S. relations. So we're going to look at four topics every 2 weeks and really discuss the things that are going on and really have some intellectual debates as millennials so that we can talk about the things that we would want to do or the things that we want to do to help progress our society.
Definitely, man. I'm extremely excited for your segment coming on with helping out with the What's Buzzing segment with TLS, man. I think that's going to be huge. It's going to be something that's going to, you know, help wake the millennial generation up even more because we'll be able to break it down to a science that they can understand, a math that they understand. And then also we can just do it in a way where they can engage with us as well. You know, they don't have to just be sitting around listening to CNN or Fox News or anything where they're just listening to a one-sided conversation. They could actually give us a call, you know, call us in, come talk with me and Keith each and every second and fourth Sunday. Make sure you call us in 215-490-9832. We want to hear your opinions. We want to hear your perspectives. You know what I mean? If you got any questions for Keith or myself, make sure you guys just give us a call, Keith. I'm really excited. We got people. We need to, you know, start promoting now so we can get people geared up and ready for this Sunday because the topics that you just ran down are heavy topics that we definitely need to speak about. We also need to throw in a little bit of Hurricane Harvey in there as well. But that part in with Joe, that's a big one. Not many people even know what that is. So I think that would be some gems that we'll be dropping for them, you know, to help them understand what's really going on with this 45th president of ours.
Of course, and that's why we're excited to be on the show, is that as you spoke about, and I can't reiterate that situation, is that we don't want to wait for CNN, we don't want to wait for MSNBC, exactly. We don't want to wait for Fox. Whatever your political view is, we want to get you on the call and we want to actually talk with you. And we want to have this discussion amongst ourselves.
Exactly.
We don't want to leave it to the people who have been there, who are 40, 50, 60 years old making decisions for us. We want to take advantage of our own future and take control of what we have. As you all were talking about Hurricane Harvey, and I was thinking about that, and the challenge that Kevin Hart put out and how some people feel that they don't want to donate to the Red Cross, like T.I. said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's things that we can talk about is that, well, why don't you want to do that? Or why would we rather see where our dollars are going instead of giving it to a foundation who then decides where we're going?
Exactly.
Instead of, we can create our own foundation that we want, and then we can decide where those dollars go.
Exactly.
And I think us, TLS Politics, Revive, and everybody else who's a part of this platform, we can begin those discussions about, okay, well, instead of relying on Red Cross, how about we do this ourselves? Mm-hmm. How about we find a way, or we find an organization that we all can get behind in order to help Houston out, help Harvey out, help the people who are in East Texas who are affected by this, to help them instead of relying on somebody else.
Definitely.
So I'm excited, as you can tell.
I'm excited, too, and I love your passion. And that's why I wanted to make sure that you was on this team, Keith, because your passion is going to, you know, take you to many different levels in life. So I'm really excited to see how we here at Revive can definitely help you to do that. But go ahead. You forgot to tell the people how they can find you because you've been doing your videos and things like that for a while now. And that's how I actually found you off social media. So go ahead and tell the people where they can find you, where they can, you know, listen to your videos that you post every day. And also, if they just want to hit you up on some personal stuff, if you have an email that you want to put out there.
So for everybody, if you're listening, you can definitely follow us on Instagram at TLS Politics. So that's TLS Politics, P-O-L-I-T. I forgot how to spell politics. Oh, my God. I'm so pressed about this. I can't figure out how to spell it. So P-O-L-I-T-I-C-S, TLS Politics. And on Facebook, it'll be the same thing. So TLS Politics as well. And if you want to send us an email or anything, it's at theleftside@gmail.com. So that's theleftside@gmail.com. And so we do a video. We try to do a video a day, just breaking down one topic a day, really just discussing in a short Instagram video. Only takes a minute. So it's kind of like a quick hit. And on Facebook, Monday through Friday, we do a question of the day that we try to pose to to our followers to really get that dialogue speaking.
Awesome.
So some of the past questions that we posed is, what is racism? And I know a lot of people have their generic definition of racism, but to really dive into deep of what is racism. And then we also asked another question, follow-up question is, can minorities be racist? So these are some of the questions that the team of TLS Politics is definitely putting out on Facebook. And on Instagram, we try to repost those as well. So definitely follow us at TLS Politics on Facebook and Instagram.
Definitely. And you know you just juiced me. So now I'm like, yo, Keith, you got to add a question of the day to your segment, man. We need a question of the day every time you get on Revive. We got to know that, you know, you're going to ask us a question that's going to get our mind flowing, that's going to, you know, keep the callers engaged. So I'm expecting you to have a question of the day as well when you get on the airwaves.
Oh, of course. Most definitely.
Awesome. And let's get to our next team member as well. We have Tyler Evini on the line. I'm really excited to be speaking with her, man, and to have her helping me out with this Revive platform is because me and Tyler go way back. We started back in our Cheney days, and we actually from the same hometown. So I'm really excited, you know, that we can actually grow together. Yo, Tyler, what's up with you? How are you feeling today?
See you? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I love the energy.
Yes, my name is Tyler Evinia, and POC invited me on this show to do a quick segment for y'all about some facts. So I'll be tuning in every Monday, and my segment will be called What the Fact, to kind of give you guys just interesting, new, innovative. It could be funny, something you might not have known, something you might have known, but you really didn't know because you had an opinion on it, but not a fact. But I'm here to give you all
awesome.
The juice, and my sources will be checked. So just tune in each and every Monday. I'm here to give you that from 8 to 10.
I'm with it. And Tyler, how you feel? How does it feel to get back in this communication game? How does it feel to get back in the media game? Like, how does it feel to be back on the airwaves? How you feeling?
I'm a little nervous, but I got faith in myself. So I know I can do it. I'm not trying to do it. I'm just going to get on here and do it. So just be ready.
Awesome. And when you say facts, you know what I mean? You know, it can't be an opinion. It has to be a fact. What kind of facts can we be looking for? I know you said it could be things that we may not know, things you may know, but you don't really know. Like, what is one thing that we can be expecting?
I think that I wanted to kind of surprise you, but in something that you might want to expect, like, for example, we know this now, but like Amazon acquired Whole Foods. I think that's very important because
yes.
we have a lot of people trying to practice being vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And since Amazon did acquire Whole Foods, their prices went down a lot of things. And that's good for our millennials because to me, I think being vegan is a fad. But since it is a fad and it's trending, that is something that's really good for Whole Foods in their business. So. I think stuff like that is what we can look forward to.
So, you know, I got to ask you, why? Why you think it's a fad, man? You can't just be coming on here saying it's a fad and I had nothing to back it up. Why you think it's a fad?
Because I like my chicken and my turkey. No, for real, I think it's a fad because I feel like we all kind of jump on the wave of what everybody is doing. And people try to lose weight fast, so they feel like this is how they're going to get in shape. And it's more to it. It's not always about what you put in your body. It's how you put it in your body. It's how you consume it. How many, like the intake, it's all about the intake. And I also think that they want more plant-based and grown stuff, but I think a lot of their stuff is processed. Like who eats meat, like beefless meat and thinks that that's like cool? Not to go in on anybody else and how they choose to eat. That's my personal opinion. I'm supposed to be spitting facts, but that's just my personal opinion.
No, I get what you're saying because I have an opinion on that as well. When it comes to like the organic chicken, it's just like, that just doesn't make sense. Like I'm not going to eat
organic or
vegan chicken.
Doritos
or
is
like
coming
that.
Out with organic Doritos.
Yeah.
Really?
I agree with you there. It's the ingredients that they're trying to make and flip it for it to be organic or vegan. So I do agree with you. You still have to watch what you eat, even though it has, you know, the organic label on there and things of that nature. I think you still need to watch what you eat. So I definitely agree with that opinion
exactly.
that you just expressed. But I cannot wait to hear the facts on What the Facts each and every Monday here on Revive, man. I know you're going to do an incredible, incredible job. And I want to thank all you guys for calling in today. But I do want to start a conversation. I need to let the people know a little bit about us individually, right? So I want to know how you guys are obtaining your sense of information. How are you guys retaining information nowadays? Are you going to social media? Are you guys going to the news? Are you guys going to the radio? Are you going to podcasts? Are you going to, you know, Google every day? What are you guys doing? I'm going to start with you, Afia. How are you obtaining your information nowadays?
I really obtained my information. I feel bad saying this, but Black Twitter is really the way to go. So I go on Twitter, I look for different things, but I do fact check things. So I'll go to Google or I'll go to a news article, not Fox or anything of that nature, but BBC World News is really good. I'm for straight fans. And I go there just to fact check and make sure that the things that I'm seeing on social media are the things that I'm, you know, are the things that are happening in real life. And outside of Twitter, the Shade Room on Instagram and Media Blackout USA. So
you just sound like you listening to a whole bunch of drama. You just sound like you listening to a whole bunch of drama. You ain't getting nothing that's informational.
I do get things that are informative. Thank you. Don't try to play me on air. I'm very well-rounded. I like Zodak Yellow, but I can also listen to a good podcast as well.
I'm with it. I'm with it. And Tyler, before I ask you to answer this question, you forgot to shout yourself out. How can the people find you? You know, if you have an email for them to, you know, give you some facts, they say, yo, I want to hear this fact today. Can you spit this out? I just learned this. How can they send you some facts over? And if they hear some facts that you have for them, how can they get some more information? If they got an email, your social media, whatever, go ahead and shout yourself out.
Definitely email me at Tyler Evenia, that's TYLER EVENIA @gmail.com. I'm always taking emails.
Awesome. Any social media you ready to give out for them too?
Not yet. I'll get it out soon when I get it ready for them.
All right, perfect. And how are you now obtaining your information? What is one way that you obtain your information?
Surprisingly, I do it through LinkedIn. You'd be surprised how many real good articles come through LinkedIn. That's how I kind of stay up with a lot of things. We watch CNN daily in my house. I prefer not to watch the news, but that is another way that I get it. I don't follow the Shade Room, but if I do want to get into entertainment, I do kind of go on my follow page and look for them. But most of my information comes from LinkedIn. I'm like totally tuned in with them.
Yo, you just dropped something for me, because me and Tad was just talking about LinkedIn the other day, because we had a guest on Denarius. He was talking about, when we were talking about boss, like a boss, he talked about how heavy LinkedIn really is. And I never really took LinkedIn so serious until I got on it after, you know, he spit that game for me. And when you said that is true, everything you just said, LinkedIn, people post different things every day pertaining to their career, to pertaining to things that they like, and it actually is a full article that you can back up, you can go do your own research on and everything like that. So I agree with you there. I just learned that out myself last week. I ain't gonna lie to you, but I appreciate that one. And
It's good for everything. Surprisingly, if you really you can't wait for opportunities in the world. You kind of got to jump on it. And LinkedIn is more than just finding your next career. They have like education classes, videos, anything you want to learn to teach yourself. It's all about teaching yourself, always about teaching yourself, and LinkedIn is perfect for that. I'm telling you.
I'm with it, because I just started being heavy on LinkedIn last week, so I'm definitely with it. And Keith, what about you? How are you receiving your information?
Through research. So if I see something come up, I typically kind of watch MSNBC every morning just to start off the day.
Joy in the morning? You watching Joy?
Oh, yeah. Gotta watch that.
All right, yeah, I bet.
Joy, Morning Joe. So I watch that, and then on my phone, you know how on iPhone you can get everything. Mm-hmm. So I have my news set up to sort of politics and things like that. So every stories come in, I'll see some things like that and just do a little research behind it and just try to figure out more and more. So social media, I think, is also very big, and that's also where I get some stories as well.
Awesome. So are you like a big Googler? Like, as soon as you see something, you jumping straight on Google? Or like, what site are you going to help you with your research?
Oh, I'm on Google heavy with it.
Me too.
I'm on Google. So I'll see something, I'll Google it. And then I try to look at more than just one source. And I try to stick with reputable sources. Mm-hmm. And just to really get a deep down aspect. Because, you know, when you're reading, something catches your eye. And then you're like, oh, well, I want to learn more about that. So let me go see what that is about. And then as you're doing that, you start to learn more and more about what's really going on. And then how did we get from this small point of like Charlottesville, of this one protest of a Confederate statue removal, to this whole massive debacle of people dying and things like that. So you start to learn more and more. I mean, it's just going back to college research. That's all.
I'm with it. And Harmony the Goddess, how do you find your information? Like, how are you looking for your sources?
I definitely can concur with the rest of the team members. I am a huge researcher, so any source that I need to go to, whether it is Google, whether it is YouTube, whether it is LinkedIn, Twitter, social media, I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the world and just trying to learn more about it. So I'm definitely a big like YouTuber and Google. Any question, because with Google it asks multiple questions that you're not even thinking of, but it also asks relatable questions. So I'm definitely a big researcher with any kind of source that I can find.
I'm with you on that. That's why I love Google, because like you ask that one question and they had a box right below it that got like four more questions down there, and then you get to study and some more. So I'm with you on that. I'm with you, both of you and Keith. I'm a heavy Googler, definitely. And for you guys who just tuned into Revive Winning Wednesday here today, make sure you guys stay tuned and spread the word that we are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that's timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can go directly to Tune In and just download the app or go to the website and just search Time for an Awakening and hit Meet Your Girl POC with the entire Revive team today. We're going to be finishing the show. I'm extremely excited. We have Tyler Avenia. We have True Heart. You have your girl, Harmony the Goddess, and Keith Taylor, man. It's going to be a jam-packed fall for you guys. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Also part of the Revive team, we have Tab Money. She does the segment Tab Money Habits each and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. She's actually traveling. She is across the world right now in Berlin. So I'm extremely excited. Belgium. Why do I keep saying Berlin? She's in Belgium right now traveling, so I'm really excited for that. So make sure you guys stay tuned for the fall here on Revive. We have a lot of big things coming up. You do not want to miss it. But I am going to get to my next question with you guys. So we are all on the path for success. We are all here to, you know, be successful. We're all here to follow our dreams and, you know, and kick down those doors. And what will be your definition of success? I'm going to start with you, Tyler. What will be your definition of success?
Let me think. I feel like being successful is doing anything that motivates you, anything that makes you happy. You create your own success. So me is taking a path to go get it yourself, not waiting for people to give it to you, not expecting anybody to give it to you, just waking up every day, doing what motivates you. And I feel like that is what creates your success.
I'm with it. Staying motivated. And Harmony, what would you say? How would you define success?
You know, you always say, kick down that door. So for me, it's definitely, I concur with Tyler. And it's just creating the opportunity and just making it necessary for you to achieve your goal of whatever you have your mind set forth. So my definition of success is creating an opportunity that you foresee in your mind, because it all starts with a thought, and you manifest that to your reality, and you allow that to be your reality. You allow to live that reality. You allow to breathe that reality. And at the end of the day, you are successful because you're living that dream.
Amen. I feel that one. Definitely. You got to live, breathe, eat, and sleep it, man. If you really want it, you got to go after it. And Keith, what would you say? How would you define success?
I think it's your mindset, and I think it's sort of what you think about and what you live in, and I think everybody's successful in their own way, and I think it's what you make your life about, honestly. I don't think it has anything to do with what you attain. I really think it's your mindset about things, and if you feel that you're successful and that you really believe that in everything that you do, then I think that's really where it all comes down to and boils down to.
Definitely. That's kind of sort of what Harmony said. It all starts with the thought. And True Heart, what about you? How would you define success?
Success to me is ultimate fulfillment. Whatever you're doing, whatever thought or dream or goal that you have, as long as you continue to trust the process and really enjoy the journey and have that one thing in mind that you will never stop chasing after, but you know that ultimately during the process you're going to be fulfilled. So success to me is just fulfillment. Success to me is being able to do what I want when I want. Success to me is honestly being able to get to a certain level of where I'm comfortable as far as being comfortable but still wanting to obtain more. And ultimately successful me would just be in a position where I can not only do the things I want and love, but also give back and lift somebody else up so they can get where they need to go.
Definitely. I love that because you're such a giving person. I love it. Definitely. I'm with you on that one, man. And for me, how I would define success, I would say for me personally, I take success by the day. Like I take success by, you know, the 24 hours that I'm blessed to see, because I feel that I'm successful each day, that I don't leave nothing undone. If I'm able to cross all my T's and dot all my I's each and every 24 hours, I feel that that is successful each and every day. You know what I mean? I don't have to wait until I become, you know, recognized by the greats of the greats to be like, yo, I'm successful. I don't have to wait until, you know, I see a large amount of money in my bank account to say, yo, I'm successful. I feel as though as long as I'm able to obtain each and every goal that I have set for me in that 24 hours, I am a success. You know what I mean? I can say, you know, yesterday I was successful. I was going to say last week I was successful. So that's how I take success, how I am knocking down and kicking down that door, as I say always, yes, every 24 hours. So that's how I would define success. And I have I appreciate that. And I have some more questions as well for you guys. So I want the people to, you know, get a feel of us, get an understanding of who we are, you know, our mindset, so they can be able to vibe with us and engage with us when we do start our different segments and we do come on the Revive platform as a team, and they can be comfortable with talking with us. So that's why I'm here. You know, I'm trying to bring you guys on the Revive platform so you guys can get engaged with the listening audience as well. So if you are listening right now and you have any questions for, you know, our new team members here on Revive, make sure you give us a call, 215-490-9832. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. So my next question to you guys as well, and I'm going to start with you, Keith, is who is your role model? Like, who is keeping you going? Because I believe that everyone, if you're out here pursuing entrepreneurship, if you're out here trying to, you know, grind and grow each and every day, I feel like someone has to be out there that's inspiring you, you know, someone has to be out there that's motivating you. So Keith, who is your role model right now?
I would say I think I have multiple. I don't have one. I think it depends on which phase of life. But I would definitely say my grandfather. He is the ultimate free spirit person. And his wisdom and guidance that he provides for any type of situation, I think is unmatched and unparalleled. His favorite person is Socrates. He's definitely a philosophical person. Awesome. But just his wisdom and guidance that he likes to impart, and his willingness to just step out there and do things and just say, hey, man, I mean, it's part of the process, and to really enjoy it and to take life as it is and to make the best of it for what you're given and the situations that you have. And never forget that even though you're put in a blessed situation, to always help those who aren't in that situation. So I would definitely say Tim.
Awesome. Sometimes you got to keep it in the family. I'm with you on that one, definitely. And Harmony, who would you say is your role model at this time?
So, I definitely agree with TLS. But what I would say who my role model is, honestly, when I really think about it, is the person who I know I can become, who I see forth with, who I am going to become and claiming that. So that's kind of my role model, because every day I'm working to be the best version of myself. And I feel as though that's kind of what life is about, is being the best version of yourself and choosing greatness, as POC always says. So my role model is definitely the person who I know I am becoming.
How you gonna say you your own role model? I ain't never heard nothing like that. Y'all, did y'all ever hear anything like that before?
I'm like,
you can't be out here talking about you. Nah, you can't do that.
That wasn't self-serving.
Yeah,
at all.
You
should. I understand what she's saying.
Nah, I don't agree.
I pick up what you put there. Harmony, keep going. I got it.
I disagree. I mean, can we disagree to agree around here? Because that's how I'm going to feel. You can't be your own role model.
I mean, I have multiple role models. Let's talk about it. I have multiple role models, but my ultimate role model, in my own opinion, in my own mind, in my own agenda, whatever you want to call it, I am my own role model. the person, this great person that I'm trying to become, or I am already. So, yeah, don't hate.
All right, I ain't hate. I'm just saying, like, I never heard of nothing like that. But all right, cool. If they
I'm
with
different.
It, you know what I'm saying? If the team with it, we going to run with it. But, I mean, I'm just ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? But we going to go with you, Tyler. What's next? Who is your role model, Tyler?
I was going to say myself, too.
Oh, man.
I'm just playing. I'll have to keep mine in the family, too. I personally don't look at people out there in the world, because I don't necessarily know that the path that they took to get to where they are, because everybody's path to be successful is different. So I would have to pick my grandmother, because I know where she went, although I wasn't alive all the time she went there. But I know how she got to where she is, and she just always shoots herself. She's a free spirit. She does what she wants to do. She's from Brooklyn. She up and moved to the Virgin Islands, and she's just doing her thing. And I awesome. Just respect her for it. And every time I look at her, or every time I talk to her, she always just pushes me to go forward and be who I want to be. Make sure, no matter what you're doing, Tyler, stay healthy, do it all, travel the world, don't settle down, have kids, no man is worth this. Like, she always wants me to focus on myself, and everybody know I got a man, but grandma's always right, so... That's just who I look up to, because at the end of the day, when I get old like her, I just want to be able to say I did everything I wanted to do in my life.
That's what's up, and I hope you do. I know you are going to. I know for a fact you are going to. And True Heart, what about you? Who would you say your role model is?
My role model would definitely have to be my mom. Rest her soul, but she definitely was a very, very kind individual. Her heart really touched a million, thousand people. And she was just a giving person and a very resilient person. And no matter what was happening in the outside world or what was going on, you know, whether personal or professional, she just remained true to herself and always had the biggest smile on her face. So I would definitely say that all her morals and her values that she instilled in me is more than my duty to make sure that all her sacrifices and all her hard work did not go in vain. So my mom was definitely...
Man, y'all just better be getting the best Christmas presents ever this year. I swear, all y'all talk about y'all family. I'm with it. If y'all family
But like in Hollywood, I love me some Tracy Ellis Ross and Issa Rae.
Okay.
So when
Issa is lit.
I'm honestly insecure. We have to have an Insecure watch party. But what's that? I think, like, the fact that, even talking about Issa, the fact that she went from YouTube to HBO and she just stayed true to herself being an operator is simply just the most amazing thing. And Tracy Ellis Ross, we talk about authenticity, and we talk about staying true to yourself and just being Black Girl Magic just to the utmost. They're both just amazing, amazing, amazing. Dripped in melanin and gold, and I just love it. So that's
not dripped in gold. You funny. I'm with you on that one. I love me some Issa and definitely some Tracy Ellis Ross. I had the blessing. I'm going to shout myself. I had the blessing of meeting both of them this past June. So I'm excited to say that, definitely. But anyway, my role model, I'm not as sweet as you guys. I'm not going to say my family. Even though my family, they're my biggest supporters. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. Family, I love you. I know you out there listening right now. But my biggest role
model,
you know what I'm saying? I ain't want, you know what I'm saying? Make sure. I want to make sure I'm good at all times, but definitely my biggest role model right now, who's my virtual role model, like one of my biggest dreams is to meet this person, but it's Eric Thomas. I know this is, I am speaking into existence, but I know this is everyone's, you know, role model, but to me, I think he speaks value to me, like something about what he says. I just be listening to those videos, watching the YouTube, I be in his podcast every morning. I just be like, yo, he's just talking directly to me. I feel like he's talking to me because everything he's saying, I want right now. Everything he's saying, I'm in that mindset. That's my goal. That's my, you know, my mental every 24. So that's my role model, right? My virtual role model. I'm talking too fast. My virtual role model right now. But my shero is Ida B. Wells. And I put this out there because people don't even know who Ida B. Wells is. And she's my shero because of what she did. She took journalism to the next level. She took her platform to the next level. She had to go undercover to even even, you know, have a voice. She had to go undercover to even, you know, be able to speak the truth because of the hatreds and everything that was going on throughout that time and slavery and blah, blah, blah. But I think that, that's one reason why I just love Miss Ida B. Wells, because she made her own platform. She created her own lane. She kicked down every door. Yo, she was wanted for over 10 years. Like, they was looking for her because of the amount of truth that she was putting out there. So definitely that is my shero. She's not with us no longer, but if you guys go look her up, Ida B. Wells, man, she's the GOAT for real. She's definitely the GOAT. But my next question, because we thrive off communication here on Revive. We thrive off communication. That is my thing. That is my niche. That is what I do. I'm a talker. And I want to know how important communication is to you guys, and why do you think communication is important? And I'm going to start with you, Keith.
Communication is key. Communication is everything. I mean, even if you go back to, you look in relationships, you look in your company structure, you even look in your personal life. Communication is, I think, one of the biggest things that determines things that work and things that fail. Because if you don't have effective communication, and you also need honest communication, because that really gives you the insights of what's going on. You have to be able to have that dialogue, that honest, true conversations about what can work, what can't work, what ideas you think are good, what ideas you think are bad, the positives and the negatives, because then at that moment is the true way that you succeed. Because if you're always getting positive and everything's rosy, how are you really improving your areas of opportunity? Or how are you really improving your weaknesses? Communication, to me, is everything.
I'm with you on that one. I'm definitely with you on that one. And Trueheart, how do you feel about communication?
Communication is the essence of life. Communication when relationships and friendships and whatever type of human interaction or human bond takes place is built upon communication. You really can't have anything sustainable without communication. To try to keep the thing, you have to be honest, you also have to be healthy. You want to make sure that whatever is being communicated is healthy and it's a positive dialogue. And I think there's so many different ways to communicate that people don't even necessarily even think of. Body language is a way of communication. You can tell someone how someone's feeling based on their body language, even if they're not uttering a word from their mouth. So written communication, written communication is powerful, and your verbal communication is also what you're saying just speaks volumes. So I think that communication is really just the essence of life. God says I have higher level communication. So as long as your communication is there and you can really always take it to the next level and continue to elevate higher, because without communication, you really don't have any form of relationship in human friendship.
Definitely. I agree with you with that one. That's how you actually build or sustain a relationship, is through communication. And Tyler, what about you? How important is communication?
Communication is very important. I think it sets the foundation, like everyone has already said, of any relationship. It also sets the tone. I do think it's deeper than just face-to-face communication. With us millennials, we're very tech-savvy. So even through text messages, communication is important, because you have to watch what you say, because we already can't hear how you're trying to say it, and it can come off very negative sometimes. So you got to kind of think before you say things and put things in perspective as you're sending out text messages and everything. I think we always say like, that's not my intention. I never meant to, you know, I never meant it like that, but you kind of now have to think, how would somebody take it? How would you take it if somebody said something like that to you, or vice versa? So I think it's very important that we kind of think before we speak, text, write, show that body language, anything, because it sets the tone and the foundation going forward for anything, relationships, culture at work, communication with your friends. You might say the wrong thing and mess up everything for your future.
I agree with you there, man. And one thing you said was about the written communication through the text messages and things like that. And I think that that's where we actually lack communication as millennials, because we didn't have to grow up in the area where we had to learn how to speak to each other properly, how to engage into a conversation, how to even walk up to, you know, the opposite sex, like, you know, an appropriate way of saying, hey, my name is, and I'm from, or whatever it may be, because it's so easier for us to just slide in a DM and just do it undercover, or just, you know,
a text
message. Yeah, exactly, through text message, and you can feel bigger than what you actually are over a text message. You know what I mean? You can talk real heavy over a text message, and then in person you can be quiet as a church mouse. So I think that is another dynamic that's shifting with us as millennials when it comes to communication, is because we actually don't even have to learn how to properly communicate any longer because of, you know, technology in a way that is growing. For example, like you said, with text messaging, I could literally talk my text message and you don't even know that I actually physically said the text message, because on the phone it actually spells it out for me. And I think that that's another dynamic, because we're not even using our own voices anymore. So, and we don't, it's really changing the game. Technology is really changing the game. Even with the self-checkout lines, we don't even have to communicate with the cashier anymore. The cashier doesn't even know how to say, how you doing, welcome to the store, have a nice day anymore. They don't have to do it because you have, you know, computers doing it for you. So you don't even get a chance, you know, to even learn how to communicate with other people in your community. Like, you know, for example, and I know I'm going on a tangent, but one last thing, but, you know, like back in the day when we went into the grocery store, or your grandparents or your mom went to the grocery store, the person at the cashier knew your mom's name, or, hey, Miss Joe's, you know, hey, Miss Jones, you know, hey, Miss Robinson, because you had to talk to them people, you've seen them people every day. But now I don't never have to go in Miss Jones' line again. I could just walk up to the fast line and be out of there. You know what I'm saying? So I never really had the chance to speak to the cashier at my local, you know, grocery store. So it's killing us. The technology is really killing us. And by you saying that with the whole, you know, the written communication, I think that's setting us back instead of pushing us forward, because we don't know how to talk to each other. So when we have crises like Hurricane Harvey, we can't just walk up to you and say, hey, how are you doing? Do you need any help? We looking like, yo, why are you trying to help me? You being weird. You know, you're not supposed to help me. That's not what we do. So I think that's actually setting us back. So I appreciate you bringing up that point. And what about you? I know I just went on the tangent. I apologize. What about you, Harmony? How do you feel about communication?
No, I absolutely love everyone's answer. I really do. And with your rant, which was definitely very passionate, so I appreciate it. But no, with your what you were saying, it reminded me of, I'm from Jersey, of course, Jersey, born and raised. Hello. So I'm riding down Jersey and they're building a whole car wash place. So nowadays, like, you don't even have to talk to the people, see how you want your car washed. And that kind of, like, was big for me, because it's, like, all these machines doing all this, you know, human work. And it also makes me think of that communication can definitely change a lifestyle, can definitely change a life. And I believe, like, you mentioned that before, but just one conversation can change a whole life. And I think it's truly imperative. You have something to say.
Yes, definitely. No, I'm agreeing with you. I didn't want to take it, but I'm just saying I agree with you, because what you were saying about just the whole car wash thing made me think of something else. Like, think of us, you know, as entrepreneurs. All of us right now, we're sitting on this call. It's five of us, right? We're sitting on this call, and we are all pursuing entrepreneurship. You know what I'm saying? Picture if we walked up to, like, the CEO of Apple, or we walked up to the CEO of Walmart, and they offered us, you know, a gig or something that we could do, but we didn't have the words to say, or we didn't have the communication to speak to even, you know, be able to retain that opportunity. We don't have the words, because we wasn't taught how to do it, or because we lacked the education, because we were so used to technology doing it for us. Like, for example, how, you know, me, you, and Keith were talking about Google. Like, I don't have to know how to spell perpendicular. I can go on Google and be like, perpendicular, you know what I mean, and boom, it just pops right up. So it's so many different things that takes away with the written communication and the whole technology, which is shaping the form of communication. I do understand and it's helping and blah blah blah, but you know, kids don't even get textbooks anymore. They welcome them to the first day of class with the iPad. Like, hey, here's your iPad, your English, your math, your science book is all on this. Do you guys have anything to say? How do you feel about that?
Harmony the Goddess, I think personally that also takes away from the communication. What am I trying to say? The communication that is very intimate, yeah, transparent, intimate, like, because we're doing everything through technology and we're doing everything through the digital world and not necessarily face-to-face or calling each other, because we can send a text and you can interpret a text any type of way that you interpret it. But I think communication is communication, and just like TL said a little bit earlier, it's just it comes in all forms, whether it's verbally, whether it's written, whether it's body language, it doesn't matter. But communication is communication, and being effective is what we need to focus on. It's being effective and efficient, as Tab Money would say.
Definitely, definitely. And I appreciate you. But before we do let you go, because we do have to wrap up today's show, you guys, and I'm excited once again. I cannot wait, you know, for us to get started this fall. We are going to have, we have Keith coming up this Sunday with What's Buzzing, hosted with TLS. I'm really excited for that. This will be his first show, his first segment. He actually came on before, but he came on as a guest. But this time he's coming on as a segment host, so I'm really excited for that. And then we have Tyler coming up with What the Fact coming up this month. Monday, so make sure you guys stay tuned. We also gonna have True Heart as well. She'll be calling in to do her truth series, and I'm really excited for this Sunday as well as this Monday. And I do want to drop this as well, man. Revive will now be live streaming from Daily Grind Radio every Monday, man. I'm extremely excited. Once again, Revive will be live streaming from Daily Grind Radio each and every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., man. I was pressed. I had to pay my claps. I was pressed. Yes, definitely. I was pressed. Definitely, man. I'm excited because we're kicking down doors. You have another opportunity and another outlet to actually listen to the Revive team. Man, you guys, we're going to be dropping some gems. You do not want to miss this at all. So once again, we're going to put that information out on how you can find us on Daily Grind Radio each and every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're going to have a flyer for you guys. We're going to have some information of how you can tune in, how you can call in, and definitely, you know, get into us in the studio. We're going to be in a brand new studio at Daily Grind Radio in the city of Philadelphia. I'm really excited. Each and every Monday, once again, Tyler will be coming on with The Fact, man. She's going to be dropping some gems for you. You do not want to miss it. We're going to have some great guests coming down to the studio with us as well. So I'm extremely excited for the entire team. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Yo, Keith, let the people know where they can find you, your social media, your email, everything like that once again before we let you go.
Keith, you can find me at TLS Politics on Instagram and Facebook. So that'll be TLS Politics on Instagram and Facebook.
Perfect. And your email, tell them your email one more time, just in case they want to drop, you know, a topic for you.
Email, if you want to drop anything, give any recommendations, or just contact us. So that'd be at The Left Side. So THALEFTSIDE at gmail.com.
Perfect. And Harmony, how can they find you?
You can find me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Harmony the Goddess. You can also find me on Twitter with Love Harmony. And, yeah, so you can definitely find me, or you can email me at harmonythegoddess@gmail.com as well.
Perfect. And, Tyler, how can the people find you?
If you guys ever want to send me some facts, you can find me at Tyler Evinia, that's TYLEREVENIA at gmail.com. I'll have some social media coming to you soon.
Perfect. And True Heart, how can they find you?
You can follow Higher Level Communication on Instagram and Facebook just by searching Higher Level Communication. And on Twitter, it's Higher Level Com. That's Higher Level
Yo, your phone is breaking up crazy. We didn't hear nothing you just said. I know you're on the road, but if you want to repeat that, that's cool. Go ahead and repeat it. Oh, well, she's gone. We lost her. And you can also find Tab Money, who's also a part of the Revive team, on both Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Tab Money. That's spelled TABM0MONE. I said O again. It's just because we're about that O. So the O in money, just replace that with a zero. So make sure you guys follow Tab Money. She's coming on the Revive platform every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. Keith comes on with What's Buzzing, hosted by TLS Politics, every second and fourth Sunday of the month. You got your girl True Heart coming on the Revive platform every first and third Sunday of the month with the Truth Series. You can't forget about the Truth Series. And then we also have your girl Tyler Evinia coming on each and every Monday on Daily Grind Radio, hosted by your girl PLC on Revive. So make sure you guys stay tuned. You know what time it is. Make sure you guys stay tuned to this Sunday starting at 11 a.m. Make sure you guys follow the timeline at Revive_PLC on both Facebook and Twitter. And just stay in the loop. Subscribe to that Revive newsletter. I cannot wait to get back on the airways with you guys this Sunday, man. I'm excited for this conversation I'm about to be having with Keith, because I know he's about to drop some gems. You know what time it is. It's Meet Your Girl, POC.